Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Aronde Gadsden joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Legendary Miami Dolphins wide receiver. And OG, I don't know if you've been paying attention, but the Dolphins look a little different today than they did the last time we spoke prior to Thursday Night Football. But before we even get there, OG, we were talking about this in the previous segment. So the Dolphins have reached the part of the season where they're removing Papa Shot and ping pong tables from their locker room. Crowder calls it ridiculous. I kind of buy it. You gotta change up the vibe. Let's go. It's time to get serious. You're 2-7.
Well, I still think the issue is the vets on the squad. I mean, you know, it may work for the Ravens, you know what I mean, when they did it playing the Dolphins, you know what I'm saying? But who are the Dolphins going to do it for and who are they going to play? You know, they doing it the week they play Buffalo? Like, you can remove everything out the locker room. That's not going to help. You know what I'm saying? Like that, you know, you got to kind of – that's what I'm saying. You need the veteran leadership to do that. Lamar Jackson knows he was going home. He knows he was playing the Dolphins. So now he's going to say, hey, remove the ping pong tables. And they go beat the Dolphins. Now it seems like he's a hero. Now Tua, like, hey, let's remove the ping pong tables. And then they play Buffalo. Like, come on, dude. Like, it just don't make a whole lot of sense. But I get it. But, listen, if you have those guys, you have those guys. It's just, you know, it's just no way to kind of change, you know, who you are at 2-7. I just think that's what it is. I think you don't have those guys that are, those guys who, you know, come to work and just want to do their job and leave because they're younger guys. If you have, you know, vets on the team who've been here, and that's one of the problems I have with the, you know, organizations. We don't have those dudes. Most of the good teams have those guys who've been there through, you know, the times like these, and then you get them to say they wouldn't have had it in there from the beginning. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, I don't want to say it's too late, but it's too late.
And OG, it's funny you bring up the vets because, you know the guys. I bring them up all the time. Juniors, right. And JTs and Zachs, right. And Bonnies and Trucks and all those guys. Right. I mean, Michaels, Mad Dog, Sam Madison. Right. But, like, they didn't need any team bonding or games removed or,
no.
You know, the bowling nights and all. Bruh, no. Get your ass ready, yeah, to play the game, right, on Sunday. Like, it's,
right,
it's, but to your point, are they missing that veteran leadership and any of that crap work?
I 100%. I mean, when I played, the teams that won and the teams that, you know, constantly went to the playoffs are the teams that had the people. You know, those guys, you know what I mean, like, you know, the Ray Lewis's, the Ed Reed's, the Tom Brady's, the, everybody had vets that's been there on that team for 8, 9, 10 years. And those are guys, they don't have to say nothing. They're like your parent. They just look at you and you're like, all right, my bad. You know what I'm saying? You get back in line. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't really like, hey, you chasing somebody around the locker room. It's fine. But now you chasing somebody around the locker room with a bucket of water. then, you know, Timbo or Dad would be like, yo, slow down with all that. And then you just stop and then walk back to the shower and throw it in the shower. You know, you don't have those dudes. You know what I mean? You don't have those guys. And I think that's a big deal. That's a big deal because, you know, you think about it, and especially when we were going through the whole tour with the, you know, calling the player meeting. If Dan Marino called the player meeting, 52 other dudes are going to be there. You know what I'm saying? If Michael Irvin called the player meeting, 52 other dudes are going to be there. If, you know what I'm saying, Ray Lewis called the team meeting, 52 dudes are going to be there. 52 other guys are going to be there. Like, they're just simple. Like, you know, Tua called team meeting, people like, they came late, then some ain't show up. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference, bro. It's a difference because, you know, you had those dudes that been there, and they work. Like, you know they can't give much. Like, I just look at the team like, if Khalil Mack say we got a team meeting for the Chargers, my kid's going to be there 20 minutes early. You know what I'm saying? Yep. This is the way it is. It's just those guys we just don't have, you know, that have been there long enough. I mean, Tua is that guy. He's that guy. He's been there. I don't know who the, you know, longest tenured player, but, you know, I mean, one time it was the long snapper, right, at one point. You know, like, he's that guy, and if he can't command it, I don't know, you know, who else is going to do it. So it's tough. It's a tough spot to be in, you know, especially when, you know, you look at the coach, and the coach is not, you know, stern like the other coaches. I just think it's the market. I don't think McDaniel was a bad coach. I think, you know, there are some positives from what he's doing. And can it be done? Yes. Maybe not this year, but can it be? Yes. But you have to get a coach that matches the market. These big time markets aren't, you know, made for, I don't want to say a small time coach, but, you know, a coach who doesn't match the market. You know what I mean? Like, Marvin Jones can win. He can go 9-7 for 15 years. Everybody all right with that in Cincinnati, no big deal. You know what I'm saying? But if you're in a big market, you got to have, you know that guy. He got to be able to take a chance, take a risk. You know what I mean? Not just a fourth and going for it on fourth and one risk. You know what I mean? And it's tough. It's tough to say that, but, you know, and I may be saying it out of line because I'm from a different era. You know what I mean? You still could hit anybody as hard as you want era. So it's a little different.
Yeah, but I think, you know, to your point, OG, when you talk about what this market is, like, people want to go back to that era. Like, they're dying for that era that you played in. Not just the physicality, not just the physicality, but the results. Like, what the Dolphins were
for sure
at that time. So, I mean, we don't really have time to, like, get into all of it there, but you talk about the Dolphins needing a coaching change, somebody that matches the market. What are your overall thoughts on just the last, 5 days from the Dolphins getting blown out to Baltimore on Thursday Night Football? Less than 24 hours later, they fire Chris Greer, and then they promote Champ Kelly, and the only trade that they pull off before the deadline was Jalen Phillips. We were kind of all expecting a fire sale. Are you surprised that after firing Chris Greer, the Dolphins kind of just stood pat for the most part?
Not really. I mean, you know, like, you know, I get it. You know, everybody wants a change, and, hey, let's get rid of, you know, the head coach. But then who's the coach? Then who are people listening to? He called the plays. You know what I'm saying? It's tough to get rid of that guy. The Chris Greer situation, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a new direction is needed. He's been in there a long time. But, obviously, you know, if you put the money up against the picks and the years, that looks bad. But, I mean, you know, the players play. You know what I mean? We play. Chris Greer picked the players. And, you know what I mean? Like the cornerback pick from 2 years ago, the first round pick. Well, I mean, like, I picked Cam Smith. He looked good. He played well. He just, you know, didn't, you know, we had a bunch of people, Igbinogbi, all them people who just didn't play well. You know what I'm saying? They play good. Igbinogbi, I don't know what his name is. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? They didn't play good. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the O-line, they just didn't play good. Like, you know, Austin Jackson, like, yeah, they didn't play good. Like, you know, it's tough. it's tough to, you know, blame that person. But I guess you get the general manager, then the general manager makes the decision whether to keep the coach or fire the coach. You know, I don't think you could do it the other way around. I don't think you could fire the coach and keep the general manager at that point. I think you had to, you know, let Chris go. You know, sad to see him go. It's a friend of mine, and I coach his kids, and it's you know, it's tough. But, you know, if that was the decision, that was the decision. He had a good run. You know what I'm saying? But that's 2000. That's a good run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can't be mad at that.
No.
That's a good run.
And OG, so, talking about the, like, the lack of movement on the trade deadline, we had argued about this. Me and Solana still disagree. The Dolphins put their line in the, you know, the line in the sand about Waddle saying it got to be a first-rounder. I don't think Waddle's worth a first-rounder if you trade him. Is Waddle a first-round guy? You talking about Quinn Williams, who's a multi-time All-Pro, he went for one. Sauce Gardner, multi-time All-Pro, he went for 2-1s. Is Waddle on their level of demanding a one in a trade, bro? You're a receiver, let me know, but I don't see Waddle as that type of guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, it's according to what you need. If you needed a good two, a guy that can step up while the one is out, then, you know, if he's worth that. Do you think Sauce Gardner is worth the 2-1s? I don't think that. I don't think that.
I think that's a stretch, bro. But I've seen him be the
stretch.
Most. I've seen him be the most dominant corner in the league.
Yeah, you know, 43 years ago. But that's a stretch for 2-1s. Yeah. But you know, listen, it's what the teams need. Yeah, I think Denver was the most, you know, the most serious. They didn't want to give up a one. I mean, if you were going to get something back for it, if you were going to get, you know, the low slot guy and a 2 and a 5, maybe. You know what I'm saying? It's just what you need. I think, you know, Waddle is good for us. You know, expecting Waddle to hold the whole 18 games as the one would probably be tough. You know what I mean? For Waddle, you know what I mean? I think he's more comfortable being, you know, Robin. But, I mean, he could be Batman, without a doubt. I mean, you know, I did it when OJ left. I like playing Robin, but I had to be Batman. And so, you know, Chris came in, you know what I mean? I had to do it because I was there the longest. I seen it. I know what it was, you know what I'm saying? But you had those guys. I had OJ. I had Tony Martin. I had those guys, Lamar, to teach me this is what is supposed to be done. Not even saying when I came from Dallas when, you know, Michael Irvin and Kevin Williams, you know, showed me the ropes. But I'm just saying, like, if you have to do it, you have to do it. But, one may be a little high ass, but he was a 6th pick in the draft, right?
Yeah.
Right? So that's, you got to get a one. That's the rules. That's how you play the game. So, you know, that's what it is. But who made that call? We didn't have a general manager at the time. Who made that call?
We do interim. Maybe Champ Kelly would be my
yeah,
guess.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that we were talking about that before, OG. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Who made that call? Like, Kelly?
Don't know. We don't know.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, who? You know, like Kelly and McDaniel made that call together. Like they were on the phone like this at, you know, 7:30 at night. Yo, yeah, man, I'll get a one. I'll take a one too. Like, well, all right. In the morning, I'm gonna tell them we won a one. All right, cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how does that work? You know, so it's tough to make those decisions because you did let go of the general manager. You just let both of them ride it out. It ain't like we was going, you know, that year we went 1-7 and then we won 7 games and made it to the playoffs. Like, I don't see that. But, you know, it has happened. But, you know, you can't let everybody go. That's just it. I mean, Phillips, he might have won out because he's a good young talent, you know, especially he just had some, you know, some injuries along the way, which, you know, suck for any player. But, you know, hey, listen, he's, you know, to a better place and probably, you know, can get some work done. So, you know, I just, you know, it's tough when you're at this spot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I read a meme the other day, like which said the loser and everything over the weekend, over the trade deadline was Jeremiah Smith because he's probably going to the Jets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Jets got 3-1s, and next year when he can come out of Ohio State, then why not? Like, you know, that's the way it is.
Hey, speaking of ones, OG, next year, people might be drafting OG the second with their first round pick in fantasy football. Have you started your damn son yet in on your fantasy team?
No.
What are you waiting for?
Dallas Goedert is doing just fine where he is.
You got 5 receptions, 56 yards. Am I right? 5 receptions?
68.
Thank you. 68 yards last week. He had a touchdown the week prior. He's balling, OG. Like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah,
Throw him in the flex. Throw him in the flex, but, then.
But listen, if you're an athlete lore, you know, if you score 4 touchdowns and them socks and that jock, guess what you're doing? Don't touch it. Don't you wash it. Don't you move it. I'm putting them back on next Sunday. Leave it right there. And so that's where we at right now. I'm not going move him now. He's just fine staying all the way down there by the backup kicker, which is Lux or somebody from Denver. Yeah, he right above Lutz, and I got San Francisco's my backup defense. It's San Francisco Lutz, OG2 right there.
Hey, you guys got Sunday Night Football this weekend, right?
Yeah. Big game against the Steelers. It's tough. Like, you know what I mean? I'm excited and obviously proud to see my son out there, but every week there's somebody different now, you know, because all out, so he has to stay in the chip. Now he got to block T.J. Watt? Like, come on, bro. He's just 21 years old. He's just a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, he is not.
Man.
Little OG is a starting tight end at the highest level of football in the world. He's not your baby no more, OG. You got to get over that.
I got it, man. You'll see when your kid get up there. You'll see when he playing baseball. You'll see, like, when he up there against Aroldis Chapman, you'll be like, yo, wait a minute. Slow them pitches down a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to throw all of them over 100. You can throw some of them at 94. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? T.J. Watt, that's a dude. That's a dude. You know what I'm saying? And Max Crosby, that's a dude. Like, Von Miller, them dudes. They mean, like, regular, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know who the defense man was last week, but I'm okay. Titans, all right, we got it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we can get him.
We can stay in movie feet, lock out movie feet, but that's different. This is an MVP, multiple-time MVP of the league. Like, he got a dip or something. He got something. So, but, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Nah, it's the next game, so that's what he got to play. So,
we'll be watching.
He stays on top.
Yes, sir. We'll be watching. Aronde Gadsden, appreciate you taking some time today, OG. Good luck Sunday night, and we'll talk to you next week.
So, listen, did we pull the show off without Hawk?
Yeah, I mean,
did we do good?
I think it sounded pretty good.
Like I say, the Lakers winning without LeBron.
Seriously.
So we should be all right without Hawk for a little bit, right?
I mean, I'm not going to say I put up a Luka performance, but I was like a Jake LaRavia today, an Austin Reeves type performance.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. Right. There you go. You can stay there. And I guess Channing is like Kirby Smart. What's the dude name that play? Yeah,
Marcus Smart.
Yeah, him. He's like a 17-point Marcus Smart.
Oh, I'm Austin Reeves. I'm the closer.
Yeah.
The closer. Oh, yeah. Are you in the drive-thru, OG?
No, not the drive-thru. Not the drive-thru. Park, right now.
Yeah, say it. At the Arby's?
Yeah, not the Arby's today.
OG, appreciate you, man. Take it easy.
All right, guys, thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.